the number 8 seed North Carolina Tar Heels against the number 9 seed Miami Hurricanes. Dave Pulaski back with you courtside from Tournament Town. Miami coming into the game with an 18-11 overall record. They went 8-10 in ACC play this season. UNC at 19-11 overall in the season. They are 11-7 in Atlantic Coast Conference play, matching up for the second time this season. Tar Heels garnered a 66-61 victory at Carmichael Arena over the Hurricanes back in late January. UNC wearing the home white uniforms, trimmed in Carolina blue and navy blue. They have the Argyle trim going down each side. Miami in the green, orange, and white uniforms. They have the U logo on the front. White numbers on the front and the back, getting set for the opening tip-off as it'll be Maria Gokdang and Lazaria Spearman jumping center. Fans settling into their seats as we're ready for game two of this second round of the ACC Women's Basketball Tournament. Ball's in the air, we're underway. And Miami controls the opening tip-off as they go from right to left across your radio. Day Wilson dribbles between the legs, being guarded by Lexi Donarski. Goes around a screen. Now Day Wilson, a little shoulder shake with the dribble. Good pass inside, underneath, reverse layup up and good by Lazaria Spearman. And the Hurricanes strike first, it's 2-0. Alyssa Usby will inbound along the far sideline. Finds Deja Kelly, now back to Usby. Lobs it inside for Anya Poole. A little give and go, and laying it up and in is Alyssa Usby, who then points back to Poole, saying thanks for the pass. 2-2 ball game a minute in. Miami has been pretty successful in the second round of the ACC tournament. 6-2 all time playing in this particular round. As Day Wilson works her way around a screen, dishes back out, three up, rattles around and out by Jasmine Roberts. Offensive rebound, Jada Patrick, lays it up, banks it up, and in. And the Hurricanes take a 4-2 lead as, again, Hurricanes crashing the glass. Now Usby on the left wing, bounce pass inside, kicking out. Three up from the corner is good from Deja Kelly. Good ball movement in and out. And Deja Kelly cans the triple from the corner. Tar Heels up 5-4. Winner of this game will get the top seed, Virginia Tech, in the quarterfinals tomorrow afternoon. Jada Patrick between the circles, hands it on to Lattimore. Lattimore, crossover dribble, takes a short jumper, rattles around, and falls. Just inside the ACC logo, inside the foul line. And it's now a 7-6 ball game, Tar Heels in front. Kelly across the midcourt stripe. Bright pink shoes adorning the San Antonio native. Now Donarski inside, Gokdang turns, fires, and scores. Right-handed baby hook shot from Maria Gokdang. And that puts the Heels up 9-6. Back the other way comes Kelly. Kelly, chest-high dribble, lobs it inside. Usby. Head fakes, now goes up, baby hook, rolls around and scores. And Carolina now up 11-6. Now Cheyenne Day Wilson out beyond the arc, around a Spearman screen. Now weaves her way into the paint, scoop layup, up and good. Somehow got some English up off the glass and in. And Cheyenne Day Wilson makes it a three-point game, 11-8. 5.5 to go first quarter. Kelly weaving her way, right side, lays it up, banks it up and in. High banker off the glass from Deja Kelly. She gets it to go. It's 13-8 Heels. Williams with her braided hair pulled back in a ponytail. Gets it over to Day Wilson. Shot clock at 4 now. Day Wilson, crossover dribble. Step back. No room from Donarski. And that's going to be a shot clock violation. Great defense by Lexi Donarski, the former Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year while she was at Iowa State. That'll turn it over, and it brings us to a timeout on the floor. 4:50 remaining in the first quarter. North Carolina with a 13-8 lead over Miami. Good crowd on hand here at Greensboro Coliseum for this second round matchup. The school kids have made their way back to the buses after watching that thrilling opening game between Louisville and Boston College, but still a good few thousand here, many dressed in Carolina blue. Kelly into the front court, 3-on-3. India Navarre fakes the three. Now Donarski to Poole. Back to Donarski. She'll take the three and hits. 16-8. Lexi Donarski from the outside. Now inside. Oldacre spinning, laying it up, and banking it home with the right hand. Good footwork inside by Kyla Oldacre. And 16-10. Now driving. Pull-up jumper from the left elbow is short by Lashae Dwyer. Battle for the rebound. Dwyer gets it back. Now to Day Wilson. Wilson. Crossover dribble. Into the paint. Bounce pass inside. Fakes it up. And scoring is Lashae Dwyer. Good pass from Cheyenne Day Wilson. And Dwyer gets the bucket. 16-12. Deja Kelly into the front court. Kelly in front of the Miami bench. Speeds a pass over to Donarski. Donarski. Baseline drive. Goes up. Banker up. And good. Lexi Donarski with 5 first quarter points, and the Tar Heels up 6, 18-12. Poole fires a pass into the corner to Donarski. Now back to Poole. Spot up jumper, 17-footer, rattles home. Anya Poole onto the score sheet. It's now 20-13, Tar Heels. 32 seconds to go in the quarter. Inbound pass, Deja Kelly. Kelly up to half court. Kelly going to have to heave it at the buzzer. Can't even get the shot away as she dribbled behind the back and nearly lost it. That'll do it for the opening 10 minutes here in Greensboro. North Carolina with a 20-13 lead over Miami. This has been a pretty even series between the Tar Heels and the Hurricanes over the years. Heels with a 16-13 overall advantage, but the two have split the last six meetings. This is the first time that the Tar Heels and Hurricanes have matched up in the ACC tournament since 2011. That was a semifinal matchup. And North Carolina rolled to an 83-57 win in that one. Williams into the front court. Hands it off for Jasmine Roberts. Roberts slices into the paint, goes up, lays it up, and scores. A little blow-by move by Jasmine Roberts. And it's 20-15. Leah Williams now has it between the rings. Gets it over to Jasmine Roberts. Inside, it's Lattimore. Latasha Lattimore. Turn, shot, is blocked out of bounds as Maria Gokdang says no. Bounce pass to Zanarski. Goes inside for Usby. Usby gets double-teamed. Lobs a pass to a backdoor cutting Anya Poole, who lays it up and in. Great vision from Usby. And Poole's able to get the finish. Now Roberts, number four in dark green, will spot up and take a top of the key three. It's off the left side of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound underneath by Jaleah Williams. Williams pulls it out, now drives inside. Dishes, jumper up, and good. Gets the friendly roll as Jada Patrick is able to get it off the back rim and in. 26-17. And now Usby dribbling with the right hand. Jaleah Williams slapping at her. Comes up empty, though. Now into the corner. Wide open three. Deja Kelly knocks it down from three-point range. 29-17. As that time, a missed defensive assignment for Miami left Kelly with all day to shoot. Back the other way, Donarski. Bounce pass inside. Usby posting up. Runs into a double team. Tries to Euro step around. Lays it up and in with the left hand. And it brings us to a timeout on the floor with 6:01 remaining in the first half. Tar Heels in control, up 31-17 over Miami. Tar Heels, as we mentioned, bit of a roller coaster ride during the last half of the regular season for them. They went 4-6 in their final 10 games, endured a four-game losing streak that included a couple of heartbreaking losses, back-to-back overtime setbacks against 17th-ranked Virginia Tech, and then at Duke on Super Bowl Sunday. Then the Tar Heels bounced back with three straight wins, including a win over number 5 NC State. Then they dropped the next two against Virginia Tech and Boston College before a momentum boost in the regular season finale, defeating Duke at Carmichael Arena 63-59. Now back into the corner for Day Wilson. Day Wilson, baseline drive, underneath the hoop, kicks it back out. Williams, open three, and hits. Jaleah Williams from the outside makes it an 11-point game, 31-20. And that's the first three-pointer by Miami so far today. They're 1-for-9 from beyond the arc. And here come the Tar Heels in transition. Alyssa Usby with speed. A little hesitation dribble. Lost control of the basketball. Poole gets it, fakes, goes up, and scores with a banker. Anya Poole faked her defender up in the air. Good patience from her, and she's able to kiss it home. 34-20, Tar Heels in front. Now Day Wilson. Around a screen from Roberts. Begins the dribble drive, steps back now, takes a three, banks it around and in. Cheyenne Day Wilson banked it off the glass, it rolled off the rim and hit the glass a second time and fell through. 34-23. Lattimore, scoop pass back to Day Wilson. Now around a screen. Day Wilson steps back, hands it on for Roberts. Inside, Lattimore, leaping catch, turnaround jumper up and good. Nice touch in the middle of the paint by Latasha Lattimore. And it's a 9-point game, 34-25. Now Tiana Key, who's into the game for the first time. Hands it off for Kelly. Deja Kelly drives, left-hand layup, scores a basket, and draws a foul. Deja Kelly with the blow-by. Able to get the hoop and has a chance for a three-point play. Inbound pass comes to Jaleah Williams. Williams lost her balance, now gets it back. Half-court heave at the buzzer is good! Jaleah Williams from half court makes it a 7-point game at halftime, 37-30. And Williams, who nearly fell on her face, instead knocks it down from 45 feet. And the Hurricanes sprint to the locker room pumped up. And a huge momentum boost for the Hurricanes as they trimmed what was a 14-point deficit in half. Halftime in Greensboro. North Carolina leading Miami 37-30. You don't normally see a three-game disparity in the standings between the number 8 and 9 seeds for this particular tournament, but this year is that exception. Tar Heels going 11-7 in ACC play. The Hurricanes at 8-10. Miami ball to begin the third quarter. And it's Cheyenne Day Wilson in the left corner. Now popping out for three is Latasha Lattimore. And she knocks it down from the outside. Back-to-back three-pointers from Miami, bridging the end of the first half and the start of the second. It's a four-point game, 37-33. Now Gokdang to Donarski. She'll try to answer. And does! Lexi Donarski right in front of the Tar Heel bench. It's 40-33. Carolina up top. Both teams have been struggling shooting from the floor. Tar Heels 0 for the last five. Miami has missed on their last four attempts. Navarre into the front court. Number 24 in white. One-handed pass to Alyssa Osby at the left elbow. She'll take the spot up jumper and hits. That'll end that field goal drought. 44-36. Tar Heels up midway through the third quarter. Dave Wilson. Passes over, baseline drive, blow by, layup by Jaleah Williams, up and scores. 4:31 remaining in the third quarter. North Carolina holding on to a 44-38 lead over Miami. Katie Meyer in her 19th year as Miami's head coach. She was a former star at Duke and started her coaching career at UNC Charlotte. Now has racked up over 360 wins in Coral Gables. Alyssa Osby able to break the Miami press. Donarski for three, rolls around and out, no good. And the rebound to Lattimore. Back the other way come the Canes. They can make this a one-possession game. Jaleah Williams into the paint. Goes inside. And Lazaria Spearman lays it up and in. Great pass from Jaleah Williams. Miami has not had the lead since it was 4-2. A minute 45 into the ballgame. So Wilson, who has been busy at the free throw line so far this afternoon, 4-for-4. We'll have two more attempts. First shot is good. We're tied, 45 apiece. There's two different colored shoes as she misses the second free throw in and out. Back the other way comes Carolina in this 45-45 game. Quick trigger, up and good. Deja Kelly with the baseline floater gives the Tar Heels the lead back, 47-45. And the second free throw is too strong. Rebound into the hands of Day Wilson. Gonna have to put it up at the quarter buzzer. Jaleah Williams, who hit the half-court shot at the end of the first half, misses the three at the end of the third quarter. And Carolina maintains a two-point lead as we head to the final 10 minutes of regulation. 47-45, North Carolina on top of Miami. A trip to the quarterfinals at stake. Winner of this game will take on the top seed Virginia Tech, but whether or not the Hokies will have a full squad is anybody's question. They practiced earlier today. What we can tell you is three-time ACC Player of the Year Elizabeth Kitley was not a part of that practice. Her status is still day-to-day, unknown for this week's ACC tournament. And her status even going forward into the NCAA tournament is still anybody's guess. She suffered that lower body injury in the final game of the regular season against Virginia last Sunday. Deja Kelly with the ball as the Tar Heels have it to begin the fourth quarter. Into the corner, Donarski back out to Kelly. Kelly dribble drives to Navarre, now inside Gokdang. Gokdang posting up between two defenders, gets it over to Osby, who banks it up and in with the right hand. Tar Heels up four, 49-45, and Alyssa Osby now with 13 points. Now Williams to Roberts, into the corner, Day Wilson. Cheyenne Day Wilson, step back three, got it! Miami within one, 49-48. As Day Wilson, right in front of her own bench, able to knock that one down. Now Alyssa Osby kicks it out. Navarre to answer. Does! India Navarre from the left shoulder. Makes it a four-point advantage for Carolina once again. 52-48. Now Lexi Donarski across the midcourt stripe. One-handed pass to India Navarre. Lobs it to Osby at the left elbow. Alyssa Osby driving right side of the paint. Off-balance shot. Able to bank it up and in. Somehow muscled that one home. It's 54-48. Williams, crossover dribble. Now looking for help. Gets it back out for Day Wilson. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Miami trailing by six. Here comes Day Wilson. Scoop pass inside. Laying it up and in is Lazaria Spearman. What a feed from Cheyenne Day Wilson. Four-point game, 54-50. Williams up top to Day Wilson. Back to Roberts. Jasmine Roberts plays catch and trades places with Jada Patrick. Patrick kicks it out. Left wing three. Williams up and good. And it's a two-point game, 55-53, as Jaleah Williams cans it from the outside. 11 points for her. Now Patrick over to Williams. Williams fakes a pass inside, now feeds it to Roberts. Jasmine Roberts, fadeaway jumper, air ball, no good. Offensive rebound, rolls around and in. Lazaria Spearman ties the game at 55 with 4:22 to go. Miami has led for exactly 29 seconds in this game, trying to take their first lead since it was 4-2 early in the first quarter. Inbound pass to Lattimore. Backs it out for Dwyer. Now into the corner. Cheyenne Day Wilson for the lead. Off the front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Spearman. She's able to bank it up and in. And Miami takes the lead, 57-55 with 2.5 to go. One-handed pass to Lattimore. Now back to Day Wilson. Crossover dribble. Feeds Lattimore. And now on for Lachey Dwyer. Dwyer to the elbow. Fires a pass back out. Jasmine Roberts into the paint. Pull-up jumper. Off the back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. And it's taken away by Miami. And getting the stick back while drawing a foul. Falling to the hardwood is Latasha Lattimore. Pumping her fist while laying down on the hardwood. And it's going to bring us to a timeout on the floor with 2:02 remaining. Miami storming back on a 9-0 run. Now holds a 59-55 lead over North Carolina, trying to spring the upset. Tar Heels were ranked in the top 25 for most of the regular season. They had fallen out in mid-February. Right now, ESPN's Bracketology has the Tar Heels as the number 6 seed for the NCAA tournament. Miami, by the way, also currently in the field, according to ESPN, as a number 10 seed. Now Deja Kelly driving right side of the paint. Banker up and good. Deja Kelly, who had been on a scoring drought lately, now has 15 points. It's a one-point game, 60-59, 1:43 to go. Tar Heel fans nervously looking on, rising to their feet. As Cheyenne Day Wilson gets it over to Jada Patrick. Now to Jasmine Roberts, lobbed inside, in between two defenders. Spearman gets her shot blocked, and Carolina has it. Now Usby gets it back out for Kelly. Kelly weaves her way to the baseline. Kelly tries a reverse layup off the underside of the backboard, and Miami has it. 1 minute to go here in Greensboro. Miami leading 60-59. And now Lazaria Spearman, just 44% at the foul line, will try her hand at two here. First one rolls around and out, no good. One more for the sophomore. Deep knee bend. And off the back rim, no good. Carolina ball, and the Tar Heels call timeout with 13.8 seconds left. Usby inbounds to Deja Kelly. Down to 12 seconds remaining. Tar Heels down by a point. Up top to Donarski. Lexi Donarski, offensive foul. Moving screen called against Anya Poole. And that gives the ball to Miami with 7.9 seconds left. Jasmine Roberts will get it in. And a foul. No, check that. A travel against Jaleah Williams. And the Tar Heels get the ball right back with 7.0 seconds to go. Williams tried to spin away from the Tar Heel defender, and she took two steps before putting the ball on the hardwood. Wow, Tar Heel ball now with 7 seconds left. Miami up 60-59, and it comes to Kelly. Deja Kelly drives in to the free throw line, tries to go up and under, forces up a shot. It's blocked, and that'll do it. Miami springs the upset over North Carolina, 60-59. The Hurricanes are into the quarterfinals with a big defensive stand at the end. A handshake and a hug between Katie Meyer and Courtney Banghart as Miami rallies back from a 7-point halftime deficit and overcomes North Carolina 60-59, and they will take on top seed Virginia Tech in the quarterfinals tomorrow afternoon.